Do you have anyone have? Everyone has. Okay, let's chant the verse for beginning the sutra. Chinese first. You can read the pinyin on the top. 无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion aeons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagatas. Okay, please collect the. Please save it for transfer the merits. I would like to know how many of you have not come last time? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay. Because this is the second talk for the practice of Bodhisattva Kittisgabra. 我刚刚讲英文哈，你们上次没有来的请举手，就是中文的 audience， 上次怎么没有来？因为这堂课呢，是讲地藏法门的第二堂课。The first talk, I briefly introduce the three books, the three sutras that we talk about for the serious talk about this practice, this practice of Bodhisattva Kittisgabra. But I will.Talk about it in detail later. 那第一堂课的时候呢，我把地藏法门会讲到的三本经跟大家做一个介绍，还有他的每一个书的这个，我来看看哦。So maybe you need to know, you need to.No one thing. Okay. Here. When we try to learn the practice of Bodhisattva Kittisgabra, we need to read three sutras. The first one is called the Earth Store Sutra, which I will start talk about today. It's about how the earth stored, the Bodhisattva Kittisgabra make his vow, why he make this vow. And the second book is called the Sutra for the Divination and Discernment of Consequence and of Wholesome and Unwholesome Karma. And this book tells us, you know, why we have this karma and what we need to practice to correct our behavior so that we won't be bounded by this karma. And the second part of this sutra tell us how to practice. Okay. And the sutra is called the Sutra of Mahayana Great Assembly for Bodhisattva Kittisgabra 10 Vehicles. Basically, it's more focused on the practice itself. So there are 10 vehicles that can help us to achieve Buddhahood. So in summary, the first sutra is focused on the faith and vows. And the second book is faith and understanding. And the third book is faith and practice. So every sutra talk about faith. Without faith, it's really hard to move on, especially when we on the way to the Buddhahood, there are so many obstacles, there are so many karmic obstructions in front of us. So we really need to have the power of faith for us to move on. 那地藏三经，假设要修地藏法门的人呢，一定要读这三本经典，叫做地藏三经嘛，哈。那我们净土有几经？五经，哈。那每一个法门都有它必，它有很多的经典，但是有必读的。 那地藏法门他必读的三经就是这三本，第一本叫地藏本愿功德经，是大部分我们都读过的。那他是在讲呢，是一个讲菩萨的地藏菩萨的性跟愿。那第二部呢是赞察善恶业报经，他的前半段是在教我们怎么去了解或是知道自己往昔造了什么样的恶业，才会有今天我们这样的业报身，还有这样的一个业，业报。那第二部分呢，告诉我们我们是什么样根器的人，应该怎么样修行，他修行的方向跟原则是什么。然后呢，第三部经叫做《大圣大吉地藏十轮经》，那顾名思义，十轮，就有十种面向。那地藏菩萨告诉我们说，想要成佛啊，想要在这个世界上成为成功的人，他有十种面向可以做。但是呢，要成佛，他也有另外十种面向，就是入世法跟出世法是很不一样的。那这部经第二部经是第一个是性跟愿嘛，第二部经就是性跟解，就帮助我们了解怎么看待这世间的一切现象和自己的业报。第三部经呢，它是性跟解，性跟行，那就说具体的法门在哪里。那我大略研读了一下，真的是蛮深的，所有的法门都在里面。第一个法门就要修什么？修定。那我针对孟灿老和尚讲的七个法门、七个面向，会来跟大家分享。那接下来呢，我们今天开始就要讲地藏经。其实地藏他的本愿哦，地藏菩萨他的发的愿不外乎两个，其实就是上乘佛道，下化众生。然后呢，不仅下化众生，还要让这些下面的众生还要成佛道。这就是整个地藏菩萨本愿经在讲的一个主题。Let's start talk about the Earth Door Sutra. So the vows of this Bodhisattva, Kisikisagava, actually the vow is only talk about two things. The first thing is how to achieve Buddhahood, and the second thing is how to deliver all sentient beings, and how to help those sentient beings to achieve Buddhahood.And maybe we think this is everybody, all the Bodhisattva and Buddha talk about this. Why it's special? Okay. But you will see why this is special. What is this? 刚刚忘了讲哈，很多菩萨，很多佛菩萨都讲要上乘佛道，下化众生嘛哈。那这个地藏菩萨有什么了不起的？他有什么特别吗？那他是蛮特别的，我们就来开始了解他特别的地方。这个是十法界嘛？ This is the ten realms. The ten Dharma realms. It includes Buddha, Bodhisattva, Savakabuddha, and Pratikabuddha.Okay, we call these four levels the upper four realms. And then lower sixth realm is heavenly beings, human, asuras, animals, hungry ghosts, and hell beings. Okay. And all these ten realms manifest from the mind, our true mind. Okay. So why we become the...while we are born to be any of the realm, that's because of our karma. 那这是十法界哈，十法界里面有佛、菩萨、圆觉跟声闻，是淡蓝色的，后面看得到吗？ 这淡蓝色的四个叫做这个上四圣道，就是上面四个圣者的戒哈。然后下面呢四圣六凡哈，上面四个圣戒跟下面六个凡戒呢，六个凡戒是什么？天界、人界、阿修罗，然后呢畜生、恶鬼跟地狱。好，那这样下六凡跟上四圣呢，总共合并的十，我们叫做十法界。好，那这个十个法界其实都是从我们的真心变现的。那为什么我们会生在不同的界的原因，就是因为我们的业报。好， Then the vows of Bodhisattva Kittisgarbha is trying to help the Bodhisattva Savaka Buddha and Pratika Buddha how to achieve Buddhahood, and also he need to help the lower six realms how to achieve Buddhahood. And as you know that these four realms, they are saint. They have already have very good karma roots and also have a lot of merits and virtues. So to help them become Buddhahood is not a problem, you know. They already know, they just need time, okay, and practice. The problem is how to help those lower realms to realize that you are in trouble and you need to go up and help you to achieve Buddhahood. It's like you are not just teaching a graduate student to become, you know, a PhD, or you teaching college students to become a professor. That's not that hard because they have certain level. But right now, you are teaching a primary school or even kids to become a professor. That's a long journey, right? And let alone that if the kids have learning problem, if the kids has low intelligence, or even the kids doesn't want to study, you know, they don't want to study, and how you help them to become a professor. This is very hard. But the Bodhisattva make vows, make everyone become a professor, okay? 那帮助菩萨声闻缘觉呢成佛不是太难的事，因为他们已经在圣道了哈，已经有足够的善根福德资粮，好，他们剩下就是要修，好，修后面那半段，让他们自己成佛。好，那问题是下六凡众生的根器难调难服，你却要发愿让他们都成佛。首先要让他们知道说你在痛苦之中，你沉沦六道轮回当中，你无法超越，那这个已经很困难了，还更何况要让 下面的这个受苦的众生每个人都要成佛。那就像说其实要教这个大学部的学生跟研究生成为教授其实不太难，虽然成功率 也有失败的例子，但是不会太难，因为他们有一定的根基了嘛，还有一定的兴趣了。但是如果你要教小学生或是那些还没上过学的小朋友说诶，我现在教你成佛成为教授，那这是非常困难，那是一个很长的旅程，你要开始慢慢教慢慢教。那更何况呢，你也不晓得这些小朋友他到底有没有可以读量子力学，就读那个大学或研究生的课程的能力，好，他善根可能不具足，好，所以为什么我们小朋友那么多上小学，可是上大学的 没有只有一半，可是上研究生的呢就更少了，对不对？所以你必须要去了解每个人的根器，然后每个人的性向，然后每个人的问题在哪里，每个人的困难点在哪里，你才可以帮助他慢慢慢慢的一直往上提升，那成为一个有用的人，这样子。 So this is really hard because certain all the bodhisattva make vows, they only help certain karmic roots or those who has affinity with them. The bodhisattva Kittisgava, he make the vow that if you have done any of the little things, good things, including chant any Buddha or bodhisattva's name, you don't need to look for him. He will find you and help you. That's his vow. 那这个地藏王菩萨呢，他又跟别的菩萨不太一样的地方哦。他说你只要有一念三根哦，一念的念任何一个佛的名号，做任何一点小小的布施，只要做一点点一点点的好事，好，你甚至不晓得有他的存在，他都要找到你，然后帮你，好，不落恶道，先不落恶道，先不落地狱，然后呢让你成佛，好，是你不用找他，他要来找你的，好，这种愿啊才会发那种地狱不空誓不成佛的那种愿嘛，好。And next is this sutra. So the scope is already very amazing. And this sutra, in the beginning, the first chapter, you can tell, you know, how special this sutra is. Is first, you will see that the reason for Buddha to talk about this sutra is he, even though he never see his mother passed away right after he was born. Okay, so he was raised by his auntie. But before Buddha enter into the Nirvana, he decided to thank, so to show his gratitude to his biological mother, and who was delivered into the highest heaven to have a good life there. Then that's the reason that he want to deliver his mother. So he went to the 33, the highest heaven, and tried to deliver talk to his mother. And for this reason, innumerable Buddha and Bodhisattva knew, they know something very special is going to be delivered by Buddha. So innumerable Buddha and Bodhisattva come without invitation. Okay. Usually, you know, Buddha will come to Buddha's event with some special reason. But this one is innumerable. They come. And so you will know that Buddha is going to deliver something very high. Something that Buddha need or Bodhisattva need. However, Buddha do something very special, and innumerable heavenly beings and ghost deities also come. This is very strange. Usually when Buddha talk, the talk is special for certain audience. For example, maybe he's teaching to college student or primary school or kids, kindergarten kids, or graduate student or professor. You know, the content he deliver is different. It's suitable for a certain audience. But right now he's deliver the talk for newborn baby to professor. Everyone. What kind of talk will that be? Sometimes it's too simple, right? Sometimes it's too difficult. And people will leave, you know, because they don't understand or they think it's too simple. But in this sutra, nobody leaves. They stayed till the end of the sutra. So what is being taught in this sutra? 那在地藏本愿功德经里面呢，它又一开头就非常的特别啊。它特别的是说，它刚开始要讲经的缘由，是因为它想报母恩。好，他的母亲生下他就往生，所以他没有见过他的母亲，他是被他的姨母养大的。好，那他的母亲因为生了这个佛，他呢升到刀立天，刀立天是33天，好，是人高的天，33天，好，是非常有福德的福报的一个天。那佛陀在他示现涅槃之前呢，他就决定哈，要去报一下母恩，他去刀立天为母说法。刀立天没有法的哈，他们非常的有福报，可是没有佛法可以听闻。那佛陀决定升到刀立天去为他说法，希望他能够再超越嘛哈。那最奇怪，这个因缘去帮跟母亲说法。为刀立天就是那个第四天的人说法，那个无量诸佛菩萨不请自来。假设说我这堂课是为了要给大学生讲的，教授干嘛来？你都懂了嘛，你为何要来呢？而且是无量的诸佛菩萨来耶，不请自来，大家都要来，哇，来赞叹佛这样。然后更好玩的是，好吧，那我们再来讲天人可以了解的事情。可是呢，接着呢，佛呢示现神通，神通一示现之后呢，无量诸天鬼神齐聚一堂。那这又是什么道理呢？我要讲给诸佛菩萨跟天人的东西。今天你诸鬼神来做什么？还有畜生来做什么呢？你龙来做什么呢？你鬼王来做什么呢？好，还有阎罗王你来做什么呢？那这堂课要怎么讲呢？我要讲给从下面到上面的人都欢喜信受的东西，这是多么一个特别的东西。那另外一个特别的是说，老实说，六道众生都没有都在一起的啦。人道就是我们跟畜生道都在一起，但是鬼跟我们是不同道的，很难在一起的呢。然后天人我们也看不见，那我们跟天人不同道，天人会跟鬼也不同道啊，这怎么凑在一起听法呢？就说而且是彼此知道都在一起哈，啊，这是非常神奇的一件事情哈。And also, you know, this is a very special event that for the innumerous Buddha, Bodhisattva, and innumerous heavenly beings and ghost deity come together. Because usually we exist in spatial realm because we have our karmic body and our perception for this world. So we cannot perceive the world for heaven beings. We cannot see what their world looks like. We cannot see what hell looks like. We cannot see what the hungry ghosts, their environment look like. You know, let alone Buddha's world or Bodhisattva's world. And what make us can see this? It's by Buddha's power. That's why Buddha illuminate light three times in this sutra. That light enabled all of us can see each other and sit together and listen to the same Dharma talk. 那为什么可以让这样子的一 群众聚在一起，是佛的神力，佛示现神通，让我们每一个人短暂的有一个能力，大家可以聚在一起，可以看可以听，就像有时候我们 有时候遇到特别的境界，忽然可以看到天神，忽然可以天看到什么，看观世音菩萨下凡啊，看到什么菩萨，有没有？有的人他会有一些宗教体验的时候，念佛念得很虔诚，往生的时候看到西方三圣，有没有？有人拜观音拜到观世音菩萨下凡，到他面前来，他都是一种非常要有一种灵验特殊的能力，你才有这样的一个机会，或是佛菩萨加持你，给你看到他，让你产生信心，那也是很短暂的。那我们现在要来讲，那到底佛又示现了什么神通力？ So then we have to look, what is the supernatural power that Buddha manifest to enable all the sentient beings in the ten realms can be together? That's already very, very difficult. Okay. And the first chapter,It talk about, you know, the Buddha manifest the great light and the great sound so that he can gather all the audience that I mentioned from the ten realms. 那第一章节的时候叫做神通品，对吧？道立天宫神通品嘛，所以它非常重要的是说佛呢它示现神通。那这个神通呢是什么？大光明云跟微妙之音，他示现这个神通之后呢，无量诸天鬼神诸天鬼神跟诸大鬼王才可以到道立天跟无量诸佛及大菩萨一起来听佛来开示。那到底这个大光明云跟微妙之音是什么神力啊？可以这样子呢。 So what are those? If you have read the sutra, you will know that there are ten great light cloud. Okay, the ten great bright light cloud. Okay, that's the direct translation, but the meaning is already there. Great, it's unlimited.Bright, it can transmit very far. And the light, it can shine our mind. You can see what you cannot see. You know, when we are ignorant or blind, we cannot see things. We need light so that we can see more. Okay? And cloud. What does cloud mean? Does cloud exist as a real entity? It's not. It's something, some condition, so the cloud gather, right? And when the sun shines, the cloud disappear. So the cloud is called, it tell you that this supernatural power is temporal. However, it has its own, it has function, okay? 那一开始的时候是放百千万亿大光明云哦，那这个数量其实是意思是无量无边呐。我今天还在研究说我要怎么翻译哈 ，hundred thousand trillions， OK， it means unlimited， OK， innumerable， great bright light cloud， 那是百千万亿大光明云哦，就无量无边哦，几乎大概也许是一朵云 cover 一个众生也不一定哈。那个云加持我们，那种云盖有没有？我们香云盖菩萨常常唱嘛，云盖这样加持我们，神力加持之后，哎，终于哎呦看到天神了哈，看到佛菩萨了哈，看到鬼王也看到了哈，也不会恐惧，然后大家就一起，哎呦要听佛来跟我们开始哈。So, I usually don't talk about this the great bright lights and the great sound. But this time I'm talk about it because this is the important power that every one of us need to cultivate. And maybe for sentient beings, lower sixth realm is not that, the level was not that high yet, but for Bodhisattva, for the four sense, it's very important for them to complete this power so that they can attain Buddhahood. So it's a very special power, but yet for all the sentient beings, we need to cultivate from now. 那这个百千万亿大光明它其实就是十种类别的德恒，那这十个德恒我通常没有去讲它了，在讲地藏经的时候不会去讲它，但是因为现在我们是讲地藏菩萨的什么地藏法门呢，不是讲地藏经哦，地藏法门的时候呢，我们就要把这个行给讲出来，这个十个云就是在讲这个。 假设你要成佛，你真的其实要具足这些能力，然后这个能力是度众生的很重要的能力，也是我们凡夫也要从现在开始去修学，去修行的部分。The first one is called the great completion, great bright light cloud. Okay, so I just skip the great bright light cloud. So the content is, the first is we need to achieve the great completion. That means everything is fulfilled. What does that mean? It's not like I own everything. It's you see everything is already fulfilled. It's from your Buddha nature, from your true mind, and you see the true world, and the true world is already fulfilled. Nothing needs to be done. But for us, we see this world is miserable, defiled, imperfect. We are not satisfied with all the things happen to us. That's because we use our ordinary eyes to see this ordinary world. So nothing is complete, nothing is perfect, nothing is fulfilled. Okay? 第一个是大圆满光明云，讲的是一切满足。这一切满足不是我们凡夫说，我拥有了所有的东西，所以我满足了。不是的，而是说 我们用我们的真心看到这个真实的世界的时候呢，每一个现象、每个人事物都是真心的显现，都不离佛性，它本质具足，它本来就是圆满的。所以无作行嘛，我不需要再做任何事情，它本来就具足，本来就圆满的。 那这样要怎么达到这种程度吗？一定是要回归去见到你的清净的本性，见到自己的清净的心，见到所有众生的清净的心，一切世界，一切自然满足，一切原本自圆满。好，哇，这个就跟这个剩下最后一点点的那个佛菩萨，你如果还觉得有众生可度啊，的这一分分无明啊，你要把它 超越。So there are great Bodhisattva. They still have the last very tiny bits of ignorance is they think that there are sentient beings to deliver. This is the ignorance they need to surpass. Because everything is already complete and fulfilled. And how you can see all the sentient beings already complete is we have to see their Buddha nature directly. And see all the karmic phenomena are illusory, not a true entity. So that we have strong faith for every sentient beings. 好，所以只要 如果能够有清净心，看到清净的世界，看到清净的众生，我们是对一切都是有信心的。好，你不会起退心，好，因为你已经看到那个最终的那个样子了，剩下只是过程嘛。好，所有一切业报的现象，它都不是永恒不变的，它都是怎么样，虚幻的。如果我们见到真心之后呢，这一切现象都是虚幻的，但是对于我们凡夫来讲，它就是真的。好，那这是大圆满光明，粗略讲一下。The second cloud is called the great compassion. Okay. Even though you see the true mind, you see everybody's true mind, you see the true world is complete, yet you know that everyone is still at their karma state. And they still need help. Okay. The previous I talked about is the Bodhisattva think that there are sentient beings to deliver, means they still think that the suffered sentient being is real. But right now is you operate your mind to help people, to wake them up. Hey, wake up from the dream. You will see your true mind. Okay? And through the process, you need the power of compassion and wisdom. Okay? The compassion, because you wake and wake and wake, they don't wake up. You need to continue and with faith to keep doing this. And the compassion means you have to help them overcome their suffering and then give them the true happiness. And how about wisdom? Oh, I'll talk about wisdom and prajna together. 那大慈悲光明云呢，是说当我们一切满足，我们知道要超度的众生他不是真正的众生。假设我刚刚讲那个菩萨认为有众生可度，是因为他们认为众生是真的，但这件事情他是还有一点无明，因为众生也是虚幻的，只有真心是真的不变的。好，众生的意思是众缘而生嘛。好，我们是不是众缘而生？动物是不是众缘而生？大家都是众缘而生的呢，众缘而生哪有什么真实不变的，就是那个众缘而生的这件事情要把它看破。那从看破的过程之中，你又要能够有真心的功能去把大家摇醒。好，就是我们在梦中就以为梦是真的嘛，那就做就是摇醒。那在摇醒的功，你要很多的以下的哈这个功德。第一个，你要慈悲拔苦娱乐，好，我要不断的去邀请你，然后我要不断的去引导你。这个过程当中呢，你很痛苦，我要帮你拔苦，好，然后告诉你真正的快乐是什么，然后你才会跟着我走啊，跟着我去，你才会相信我啊，然后你才会去看我要跟你讲的是什么啊，对不对？假设我在你心中没有分量，我再怎么讲也是没有用的嘛。好，那一定要用慈悲心跟众生连结。好， If you don't trust me, if you don't count on me, whatever I say, whatever I give you, you won't take it, you won't listen, and you won't see what I point to. So what should I do so that you can trust me and will follow me? Compassion. Use compassion to build a affinity, a good affinity between you and sentient beings so that they will listen. You know, the Buddha says that I only can deliver who has affinity with me, right? The sentient being has no affinity at all with Buddha, that Buddha cannot help this sentient beings at all. 那佛常讲说，我佛度有缘人嘛，如果众生跟我无缘，我也没有办法帮他的。所以今天假设我们要度无量的众生，我们一定要跟无量的众生结缘。没有结缘，你没有办法帮助他。那结缘最好的方式其实就是什么？慈悲力，用你的慈悲去跟众生结缘，去帮众生拔苦与乐，在拔苦与乐的这个过程中跟他结善缘。好，拔苦与乐不是还只是一个过程哦。然后接下来 the next is I talk about wisdom and prajna. Okay. Wisdom, the great wisdom is actually called the wisdom come after the true the rooted wisdom. Okay. The prajna means your rooted wisdom. That's when you see your true nature, when you see the nature of emptiness, then you have the wisdom of emptiness. That's called root, you know, the tree, the rooted wisdom. And that can break your the basic ignorance. Okay? The rooted wisdom is to break your ignorance. However, you know that everything is emptiness, and you abide in the emptiness. You don't have function. When you try to do something, you need the wisdom. So you have prajna. You know the emptiness wisdom. But when you want to do something, you need wisdom. That's the wisdom is what you cultivate after you know the emptiness. You know your true mind. Then now you practice how to operate your true mind so that you can help others. And this is this wisdom is trying to help us cut off the vexations. Because when we deliver sentient beings, we need to operate in the daily life as a sentient beings and make friends with sentient beings. You make friends with human, you make friends with animal, make friends with ghost, so they listen to you, and then you teach them, you know, what the truth is, okay? And the problem is, how you help sentient being? You need wisdom. Sometimes we try to help others and they didn't get it. Or maybe they hate you. Have you had this experience? You try to help others. You try to help your kids to become a good people. Sometimes they just don't listen to you. And sometimes they hate you. They run away from home. Right? That's because we don't have enough wisdom to help people. Even though you have lots of compassion. Okay. 那智慧跟般若是怎么一回事呢？好，先讲般若好了哈。那般若，我们讲般若空性嘛。好，就是说你修行之后呢，你真的证得了空性的智慧，你得到了根本智。好，那个根本智就是破无明。无明什么？无明就是认为世间是常的，一切都是永恒的，有一个永恒不变的我。这个我们以前讲过，就是说把这个根本证得了空性的智慧的时候呢，你就知道说这些我们所认知的都是假的，把我们的根本无明破除，这叫做 prajna, 叫做般若。好，那什么是智慧呢？为什么智慧放在根本智的上面呢？根本智有了根本智之后，它是没有功能的，它是处于空性之中。你要救度众生，你要帮助他人，你必须要练习厚德智。厚德嘛，顾名思义是后面 后根本字之后才得到的，叫做后得字。那它是帮助我们来断烦恼的，因为我们还是需要在日常生活中运作嘛。在日常生活中运作的时候，就要难免遇到不人啊、事啊、物啊，对不对？的现象啊。那你如何在空性之中又可以操作你的心，然后来帮助他人呢？这种智慧需要练习，连菩萨都要练习的厚德智。好，我们就我们凡夫来讲，我们常常想要帮助我们的小孩，希望他们成为一个好人，有用的人，有前途的人，成为一个幸福的人。可是我们常常帮忙，第一个他不接受，第二个压力太大了，他恨你，他离家出走。你充满了爱心，你充满了父母的慈悲，想要帮助你的小孩，可是你没有帮到他。那就是说在我们厚德智的修炼当还是不够的。好，那我们对众生不清楚，众生的心性不清楚，这时候我们想要帮忙常常就是会帮错忙。好，厚德智很重要。好， Next is called the Great Samadhi. What is Great Samadhi? It's called Right Abiding.Samadhi is not like meditation. Okay, you enter into Samadhi. Your body is not moving. Your mind is not moving. It's called Samadhi. It's not. The right Samadhi is the concentration and wisdom manifest at the same time, like abiding called without up and down. So you always has your concentration, the high concentration. Your mind is not affected by the outside environment. When our mind, you know, like attracted by or distracted by the outside environment, the people, the event, then our mind is up and down. But when you are in deep concentration, your mind is clear, you know,what has happened, but your mind is not moving. At the same time, you still have wisdom. That's called samadhi. It's called right abiding. Your mind right abide at this concentration and wisdom state. Okay. 那大三昧光明云哈，又叫做正受三昧哈，叫正受嘛哈。那正受是什么？受持啦，正确的受持。受持什么呢？好，三摩地不是入定，就是说哦，我打坐就入定之后呢，我的身体也不动，我的心也不动，这是入定啦，但是它不叫三摩地。真正的三摩地呢是定慧等持。好，就是你的心不受任何外界人事物的影响，保持在最高的这个集中状态，心不受外界影响的同时，你还有智慧的功能。这是很不容易的，三摩地。有时候我们不是讲念佛三昧吗？念佛三昧的时候嘴巴还没动，心还没有念佛。有呢，你不是说我嘴巴也不动了，心也不动了，没有啊。念佛三昧，嘴巴照样动，照样走路精行，意念照样想念，念着佛号，然后入的那种念佛，佛号不断，集中你的心力，集中佛号不断，同时又可以有佛号的智慧功能的这种念佛三昧，大三昧很重要哈。Next is called the Great Auspicious. Okay. The Great Auspicious. This is the closest words I can find for the Chinese. But what it means is everyone. For Chinese, we always bless people to, you know, be auspicious means. all the good things happen to you, bad thing would happen to you, and you can get whatever you want. Everything is, you know, you just be very blessed. Okay. And how can you be at that stage? That you have, you know, when you have, we have to call, you have to fulfill that, you sort of clean your karma, your karmic up a retribution, and also you gain a lot of merit from practice. If you can, through practice, your, 那个抽风机有开吗？那空气好像有点闷哈。 Your when you through practice, you're not bounded or dragged by your karma, and then you accumulate a lot of merit. So you have good affinity, you have good resource, and you are at the stage of great auspicious. Actually, if you want to help people, you yourself better not in trouble. If you are in trouble, it's very hard for you to help others. And if you want to help others, you'd better have great merits. Otherwise, you cannot transfer your merits to others. About the transferring the merits, we would separate as the individual subject in this serious talk, because transfer the merit is a very good, very important practice for this Bodhisattva key discoverer. Okay. 那再来一个光明云叫大吉祥光明云啊。好，我们常常不是说愿你一切吉祥如意吗？好，吉祥如意，对不对？你希不希望大家希不希望吉祥如意？都很希望吉祥如意。到底吉祥如意是什么意思啊？ 祝福人家吉祥，也希望自己吉祥如意。问题是我们不知道吉祥如意是怎么达成的哈。那在这边就用四个字哈，叫做灭罪福生。好，你要很吉祥，就是说你不会被你的业报所缠。好，我们很多往昔都做过很多错事嘛，我们有很多的业嘛哈，业啊就有业报，有业罪啊哈，哇，很多事情发生都觉得哇，怎么这么倒霉。 这么倒霉齁，就嫁错丈夫，生错小孩，找错工作齁，然后买错房子齁，哇，太多了不如意的事情齁，都是业，都怪别人，都不知道自己这是自己的业齁，就说，诶，这个业，你要，你的业齁，业，然后你假设你要做错很大的事情，然后你犯了很大的口业，很大的杀业齁，你就有罪受了。 好，就是短命吗？哈，然后长得丑啦，或是人家不喜欢你啦，哈，什么的，都是因为你的重业所成的罪，你要受这个罪的。因为你造了那么大的业，你当然要去承受这些罪嘛，哈。那你有这么大堆的业罪哈缠身的时候呢，哈，你很难吉祥如意的啦。好，走路都会跌倒嘛，是不是哈？然后。 这你要吉祥如意，你要灭罪灭，然后福生，你要有很大的福报，好，你要布施哦，就做很多修行，你要去培福，你福报很多，就像我们用俗话来讲说，你的 resource 很多，你的资源很丰厚的时候，哈，当你觉得说，哎呦，这房子怎么那么破，应该搬个家的时候，哎，忽然就有一栋。 很好的房子在很好的 location， 很便宜的要卖给你，哈哈哈，那奇怪。然后当我说，哎，这个工作不好，不想做 ，quit， 马上，我有个更好的工作找你了嘞。啊，这是什么原因呢？哈，可能你往昔跟人家结善缘嘛，人家一知道你 quit 的工作了哈，人家马上找一个工作给你的。啊，你就觉得说。 事事吉祥如意哈，你没有不如意的事情哈，连不如意的事情后来都变更如意了哈，哎，这是需要哈这个培这个修行的哈，这个吉祥不是祝福就没事了哈，这要不断的去了解吉祥 we 到底是什么意思、哦、好，再来讲、哦、大福德跟大功德两个一起讲、哦、So next, the great merits and great virtue, I will talk about it together. The merits and virtues, sometimes we will link it together, but they are different. Okay?What is merit? Blessed and merit, 福. Merit has two levels. The first is you are really blessed. You are born in a rich family, so you are rich. You don't need to worry about money. Okay? You look handsome and beautiful.So, you know, if you try to marry someone you like, no problem. They like you. You're rich, you're handsome, or you're beautiful. Okay? And you are very kind. And that's called the first level of merits, that you own a lot of material things. And you have a lot of friends who love you. That's a merit. But you are spending your merits if you...go shopping, buy very expensive stuff, you eat very expensive stuff, food, you know, you are spending your merits. It's like your bank account, you know, you keep spending. So you keep losing your merits because of you are using it. Okay, you're spending your merits. The second level of merits is you invest your merits.Invest. What does that mean? You are rich, right? You have a lot of money, right? You help the poor. Help them to have good life. Then your merits is times, you know, it's like two times two. And then you help 100 people. It's two times two times two times 10 times.You know, you're investing on sentient beings, on people's suffering. You emulate, even though the same thing, you donate your money, you're spending your money, but you invest your merit, and you're not expending your merit. You expend your money, but you accumulate your merit. That's the second level of merits. Okay? You are the people that everybody like you. They listen to you. That's a merit. But if you use it as, you know, okay, let's organize a company, let's sell stuff, let's go to become a politician, let's, you know, become a president of the United States, because I'm a so influential people like me. That's great.But you got to be a good president. Use your human resource. Use the merits that you benefit more people. Then you accumulate merits. But if you use your human resource to have a good company and produce a good product and make more money for yourself, that you are expanding your merits.那我在讲福德跟功德一起讲哈，那福德有两个层次哈，那我们中文比较好讲，就是福报跟福德有什么差别？我们很多人是非常有福报的，你看他哈，哇，出生在豪门之家、富贵之家，哈，不愁吃不愁穿，哈，然后长得又漂亮又帅，哈，大家又很喜欢他们，哈，哦，朋友一大堆，哈。然后呼朋唤友哈，要做什么事情一呼登高一呼，大家就来了哈，然后就去什么吃喝玩乐嘛哈，然后呢就买名车，哎你就觉得说，哎呀，身边真的有一些人他怎么那么有福报，他不用努力他什么都有哎，但是呢这样的福报，如果说我们真的把它去买名牌吃好吃的哈，游山玩水，这就是在损，不能讲损福，就是在花你的福报，好，就好像你的银行有存款嘛，然后你就花嘛，就花这里花那里，你把你的福报花完， 好，那叫福报。那什么是福德呢？福德就是在说你把你的福报投资在众人的身上，叫做福报福德。好，比如说你很有钱，你去救济贫穷，那你的福报不增不减反增，而且哈、哦，你去救一个人，你的福报乘以二，再救一个乘再乘一个二，你救十个人就二乘几十次，二的十平方，哇，这个福报就好、哦，这是一个很重要的观念哈、哦，因为我们《地藏经》哈、哦、要讲布施，较量布施功德品。他到底是为什么你布施会这样，他布施怎么是这样，原因好是我们要修持的。所以今天讲福德好。So this is a very important concept、for generate merit, because there is another issue that how we cultivate merit in the topic of、this sutras that we will talk about it、isindividually. And how about the virtues? What is virtues? Have you seen anyone that has great virtues, but he is poor and he is nobody? 你们有没有看过一个人，他哦，功德德恨非常高，但是、哦、他又穷，他也默默无闻，没人知道他。好，我知道古人有一个叫颜渊呐，孔子不是有个弟子叫颜渊吗？好、哦，孔子怎么讲他的？然后呢？然后呢？对不对？他反正。就这样啊，过生活啊，然后他德行很高的嘞哈，可是他也不觉得他人家不知道他也没有关系的，但是人家会以他为榜样哦，会不会啊？不然孔子为什么要特别讲他？好、哦、I think in the Western culture there must be someone、famous later on that you know like let's say JesusI shouldn't use Jesus, but when Jesus is not the God yet, you know, but when he is the ordinary people, you know, he's born poor family, right? And then, because his behavior, because his idea about helping people and all that, all the saints has great virtues. Gandhi, you know, they may not have, like our Shifu, he always say that he has no merits. So that's why he has many difficulties. He has no money, you know, he has no people to help him in the early stage of life. He knows that he has no a lot of merits, but he has good virtues. He's a monk that keeps the precept. He is a monk that, you know, practice diligently. He is the monk that care people. He is a monk that give good teaching. So everybody follow him. Everybody think he is a role model to learn. Okay. So, and but from the Playphone Sutra, the Huinen master talk about what virtuous is. He said that, if inwardly your every thought is abiding with the emptiness, that's called, and outwardly when you take action, your mind is equally unstable, that's called virtue. Okay, so your mind is abiding in the stage of true mind, and when you operate, when you outwardly do something, your mind is called equanimity, something like that. 那功德在六祖坛经里面他是讲什么？见性是功，平等是德。 好，见性是什么意思？念念无间断的在空心之中。好，那平等呢？心行平直。心行哈，其实我们哈在对外的时候哈，当然啦，这个众生不同的根器，我们要用不同的方法，那是圣人。对我们凡夫呢，我们大部分时候用不同的方法给不同的东西，是因为我们的心哈有大有小，有高有低嘛哈。假设这个便当是要给我儿子的，好，那你就会想到说，我儿子喜欢吃豆腐，不喜欢吃青菜，好啊，这个帮他挑三拣四一下嘛，好，这是我儿子要吃的。但是如果是大众要吃的便当，管他去的，每个人两块豆腐，两块青菜，就这样的啦，不够再说啦，哈，对吧？哈，我们的心没有办法心行平直的。总是有一点点哈 preference 嘛哈那我们要做的就是什么？念念无间于自性，哈，心行平直于众生，这样子哈。OK, the last two, the great refugees. 好 ，Have you take three refugees? OK, what is three refugees?Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, right? But here, enlightenment, the correct view, and the pure action. The Buddha, actually Buddha means the great enlightenment, our true mind. The Dhamma is the correct view. And Sangha,is those who follow the pure action, right? And so here is that we taking the refuges of our self, three jewels, the true nature, our self nature, the three jewels of our true nature. Okay, 那这边讲大光明音哈，就叫皈依三宝，但是这边讲的是皈依觉、皈依正、皈依净。觉正净皈依自性三宝，好，不是佛像哦，好，佛代表的是无上正等正觉，好，那法是什么？法就是佛讲的正知见，正知见是什么？最简单的就是叫做什么？三法印嘛，四圣谛三法印正知见，好，然后皈依净。就是为什么要皈依身？不是说今天我把头剃了哈，啊穿个袈裟就是身宝，你们都要尊敬我。皈依身宝的原因是因为说有一批人他发愿要修梵恨，梵恨就是净行，好，他不是只有说哦是没有男女关系叫做梵恨，没有男女关系，还有就是什么？你饮食该怎么饮食，你睡眠该怎么睡眠，好，你很多的日常生活的行为举止应该怎么样持守戒律，好，来怎么样来清净我们的身口意三业，这叫做净行。所以有一批人他愿意发愿终身持戒，持两百或三百多条戒，然后来修正自己的身口意三业的这一批人叫做身宝，好，所以在家居士也可以是身宝嘛，好，但是呢我们还是凡夫嘛，不是说我们今天出家了就变圣人了，所以我们还是有很多缺点的，但是大家在恭敬三宝的前提是你在恭敬他是未来佛，因为他已经开始走这条路了，好，这样子的意思。那当然皈依净的意思是说希望我们每一个佛呢他身口意三业任何时候都是清净的，好，但是我们就不是嘛，好，然后最后一个是大赞叹光明云，好， the last one is called the great praise. I don't know when were you praise.Why you praise? the purpose of praise, and when you praise, what's the consequence? Sometimes praise and what is that? 谄媚叫什么? Huh? Flatter. Yeah, flattery. Sometimes you cannot tell. But we should be able to tell. Because if you are not what people say, then you have to reflect on yourself. You should do better. Or you can do better, okay? But you see, the greatest praise is your confidence about all the sentient beings have a Buddha nature. They are the future Buddha. It's the greatest praise. Okay? You give them confidence and you give them future. Okay? 那大赞叹光明云又是什么意思? 那我们有时候讲一天到晚赞叹赞叹 是真的赞叹吗? 还是那个叫做什么? 奉承? 还是谄媚? 还是巴结? 有时候搞不清楚呢，就赞叹赞叹这样子，那其实我们应该要了解，当别人赞叹你其实没有那么好的时候，你就应该要自我反省，你自己要督促自己说，可以这么好，那我要多努力一点，不要就人家赞叹你两句，你就哇，我是一个很好的人，那就是起了傲慢心了，那最高的赞叹是什么？ 其实最高的赞叹就是受记，我英文不会讲，受记成佛是佛对我们众生最大的赞叹。人家说你是佛，佛说你是佛，你说我是佛，我还，OK，好，佛说我是佛的时候，我就，哇，真的呢，因为佛不会妄语嘛，他说我是未来佛，给我一种 信心跟勇气跟冲劲，当我再怎么沉沦的时候，有一天想到佛说我是未来佛，所以你们有没有说那个教养小孩，用打的用骂的用恐吓的都不是最好的方法，你要受记他，就是你父母亲对他最大的信心就是受记，我觉得不管你怎么样，我知道你是一个好人。 你是一个对社会有用的人，或是什么，受记他是最对他最大的赞美，一生受用无穷，你赞美他了，给他买个玩具，给他一辆跑车，这种都是很短暂的，就是给人家受记，而且真的是真心的，然后你帮人家受记，最好你自己要得恨。 不要随便说讲子，今天假设师父来跟我受记，说你以后一定，你今天精神收紧，这样下去一定会有成就，你会不会勇猛精进？因为一年就来打4次禅期嘛，就勇猛精进，师父说我话头再这样用下去，这一生一定会怎样的。Right? So I'm talking about the praise, okay? If Sifu told me, keep using the method, if you keep using like this, you will achieve the great attainment, this life, then you have confidence. Okay, Sifu told me that. Sifu is a great practitioner. He said, I'm keep using it, I will have an achievement. Then you probably take all the trouble, you come there for 4 retreats a year, you practice diligently. Okay. 那师父那时候跟我讲说，你一经一论读10年，再怎么样10年，你都会，你的之见上都会有一些突破。哇，这么好呢！一经也不是很难嘛，一经一论读10年，然后你每当你想要读别的经的时候，想要没关系，师父说这部经就好了，你就会想办法就读这部经，怎么样就读这部经，想硬凹也把它凹10年嘛，乱读也要读10年嘛。 对不对？真的呢。 所以有一点点能摸到门把的感觉。就是说，当然你不是随便乱给人家建议的哈，意思是说，你一定要是某种层次，人家相信你的 view 的，你要去跟人家收集。小朋友一定很相信爸爸妈妈的，很小的时候，大了不见得了哈。小时候你就不断的用慈悲给他收集，他长大的时候，就他这个对他讲是很大的信心哈。OK， 所以呢。If you want to give a great benefit to others, give them the true praise. Have faith in them and praise them. Okay. And but you yourself must be a person with great virtue. That would work better. Okay. If you are a person, you don't practice.You are not believe in Buddha, and then you just say something. So, oh, didn't the sutra say you are the future Buddha? How can you behave this way? Then it doesn't work. It won't help people. Okay, you only complain them. Okay, not behave like a Buddhist. 所以大赞叹哈是要以别人的利益为先哈那。不是因为了自己的利益哈，有时候赞美别人是为了自己的利益嘛，哈，是赞美是绝对是站在他人的利益为着想，好，然后呢，不要把赞美又变成是一种批评，好，常常我们就说，哎啊，你不是佛教徒吗？哦，佛教徒应该这样啊，应该那样啊，哈，你看人家那个佛教徒用赞美别人来修理这个人，赞美 A 来修理 B， 哈，啊，这个也不要这样子嘛，哈。人家看人家持戒严谨呢，你怎么可以？那不是应该过午不食吗？这样，奇怪，谁说要过午不食？过午不食成佛有比较快吗？不知道哎，就是说赞你可以赞美过午不食，但是你不要在大家在吃晚餐的时候，你是赞美过午不食啊？那这是什么意思？好，对不对？好，是吧？哈，好。随便这样讲了，就是说大家在生口意要让别人不起烦恼还真是不容易，你要全面的觉照，要把所有的众生放在你的心里，不是只有少数几个人。 快要那个了。 Then the wondrous Dhamma sound. Okay, this I go very quick. The first six is called the sound of Dana, Sila, Kasanti, Virya, I don't know how to, Dhyana, and Prajna. Okay, basically, generosity, precepts, forbearance, perseverance, meditative concentration, and wisdom. That's called six paramita. Okay, but here, it's not just six paramita. It's like the sound, the Dhamma sound, the Dhamma of means. When I talk about offering, will you offer? I persuade you. Come on, that's cultivate some merits. You donate the money, donate your time, donate your intelligence. That's do you good.Maybe I talk to 100 people, 10 people will do it. Not 100 people will do it. But here, when Buddha delivered the Dhamma sounds of generosity, you temporarily has the merits of generosity, your mind open. What is the merits of generosity?我们讲波罗蜜是波罗蜜善体波罗蜜比利波罗蜜禅波罗蜜波罗波罗蜜基本上就是六波罗蜜嘛六波罗蜜就是布施持戒忍辱精进禅定波罗对不对那这个波罗蜜六波罗蜜跟六波罗蜜因有什么不一样这个佛哈、哦、他是在示现神通哦他是在微妙之音他在传播微妙之音哈、哦、让大家可以一起到刀立天来听法呢齁。比如说我现在 我也在讲 Dharma sound 的，我也在讲布施音哦，波罗哎什么布施波。布施音哦，我说哎，大家哈、哦、来布施哦，哈、哦、啊这个哈、哦、捐钱哦，盖庙啊哈、哦，然后呢什么哎，刚才什么都布施哦，来做义工哦，哈、哦、来怎么样哦，多好又多好，我讲的口沫横飞哈、哦，口干舌燥，100个人讲大概有10个人来做而已啊，这叫波罗蜜音吗？布施波罗蜜音吗？这不是，因为我没有神通哎，我只是用我的凡夫，还有我，因为我功德福德没有那么大，我对人的影响力没有那么大，所以呢我讲了半天，可能10%的人就信受奉行，10%去信受奉行就不错了啦。但是佛的波罗蜜音是他一讲之后是全部信受奉行的呢，而且是他那么多人全，所以那个波罗蜜音，我们的声音哈、哦、是一种修持哈、哦。当你的声音是一种力量的时候，然后能够深入人的心，能够融化他人的心，能够感化他人的心，能够鼓励他人的心，能够激发他人的心，啊、哦，这是多么不容易的一件事情啊！好、哦，你们光要修好音声哈、哦，就要从赞美他人开始。还要修种种的功德，你才可能有波罗波罗蜜音哈。然后讲布施的时候，人家会去布施；讲持戒，人家会持戒。但是哈，还有一个，请问布施的功德是什么？因为现在我要佛要招请哈，哎，我们哈法会是用哇招请哈，什么人来什么来入法会对吧？佛。招请下六凡的众生是用微妙之音招请，大光明云跟六波罗蜜音招请、欸、这个、哦、是诸佛菩萨都想学的， That's why 他们还没开始就先来，因为他们要看佛、哦、这个大光明云怎么弄，六波罗、欸、微妙之音怎么弄、欸、因为他们佛菩萨救度众生这很重要、欸，我现在全部一起讲波罗蜜音。你布施的时候，你的心是处于什么状态？我告诉你，布施圆满，登出地叫做欢喜地。If you achieve the completion of generosity, you enter into the first bhuni called the bhuni of joy. That's the merits of offering.布施圆满登出地，出地欢喜地，他等于是布施哎什么谈波罗蜜音，布施波罗蜜音一讲下去，众人的状态登出地，出地菩萨的心的状态，对吗？因为我们现在跟佛菩萨一起修行，你本来想办法让他们的心的状态是你给啊，你给，而且你自我的那个消融到了某种程度哈、啊，我也讲不清楚到底出地会怎样哈、啊，但是我只知道布施圆满是登出地欢喜地，然后我们刚刚不是讲 ，then we talk about the six paramita, the generosity, the precept, the patience, the forbearance, the vigor, the meditative concentration and wisdom. If you complete all this.Practice, you enter into the first to sixth muni. You have the merits of this sixth muni. So the Buddha uses his superpower, enable, empower the lower sentient beings, open their minds. You know, when I use my sound, the sound can transmit through your karma.Through your obstacles, all the way to your mind, and open your mind, give you this merit, and temporarily lift you to the Bodhisattva stage, so that Buddha, the lower ring can be with Buddha and Bodhisattva. 好，那我意思就是， 先因为时间要到了，先跟大家讲六波罗蜜音啊，声音是刚刚讲光跟音光跟音，我们想说给人带来光明嘛，其实光跟音是我们凡夫很好很好的修行方式，给人的心带来光明，然后你的音声，你的音声要修到讲话的时候可以让人烦恼消融，然后触动别人的善心、慈悲心、喜舍心、 whatever 心、六波罗蜜心，能够启动他们的善根，然后去成就他们的功德。喂，这是非常非常不容易的一件事情，可是我们要从随喜赞叹他人开始。那随喜赞叹他人要有点智慧和慈悲，最好呢是把所有的众生都放在你的心上，好，不要只 focus 在某一些人、某一些你喜欢的人身上。 So I need to conclude today's talk is that we need to cultivate I just talk about, I haven't finished the sound, the great sound yet, but I just today I talk about the great light and great sound from the Buddha's superpower, and that's a very good practice for ordinary people that we should practice so that we can give people light, and we should cultivate our sound. So our sound, when we say something, voice out something, even the sound itself or the content itself can dissolve your own and other people's vexation and dissolve other people's obstacles and soft their mind, and the power can enter into their mind and initiate the power to practice six paramita, to practice and initiate the mind of merit. That's the practice, first practice. That's why, all this process that how the Buddha empower lower sentient beings to come temporarily, how he empower people is why Buddha and Bodhisattva came in the beginning, before the Buddha manifests the superpower, because they want to see the process. Okay. But after this, they still stay, okay? Still, the Buddha and Bodhisattva still stay till the end. So I hope that you can stay till the end, okay? For this, all the sutra, okay? 那我就是在讲说，就是说所以佛嘛，佛菩萨一刚开始还没有视线神通就赶快来呢，因为他就是要看这到底是怎么弄的，然后他们要学这个，那看完了是不是就走了？没有呢，他还继续待着，佛菩萨继续待到最后呢，欢喜信受，欢喜信受，有没有？所以呢，希望大家听这部地藏经要好。像学佛菩萨那样不要听第一篇就走人了继续听到最后，我们来看看佛到底还讲了什么很多重要的东西，连让佛菩萨都还可以继续待到最后。那我也尽量分享，因为我的了解也不是那么深，但是我尽量把我所读的、了解的、体会的跟大家一起分享。 OK, now that's transfer the merits.